Do you really know why you're running? Do you really, really know why you have made that plan? Why you committed to the sport? Why you bought those no shoes for Christmas and you still haven't used them? Stay tuned and you will solve this riddle in your life.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Yes, thank you for joining us. It is season 5 of the Advanced Endurance Coaching Podcast. As the lady said, my name is Heiko, H-E-I-K-O. What is the show all about? Helping you have a better attitude, a better mindset for your running. Especially to those of you who've made a plan, those of you who've written down your why, and what is happening is it's not happening. Exactly. That's where the problem is. You're not doing what you should be doing because there are many reasons, excuses, why you're not going out. Then the show is for you. Hey, if you are a runner and you're doing great and you're putting in those miles, fantastic, high five from my side, then share the show with someone who you know should be doing this. You've got that running buddy, that running friend who's not showing up. Share the show. It might just kick off something, and it's much better than you pointing a finger at someone and saying you should. No, just be discreet. Send the show link along. Right, so this study has been done with 17,000 Americans, where basically there was a fantastic result I found. Why? Before the pandemic, the main reason for running, the main reason for having this pleasure of running, of agony, of doing many, many miles was because people's appearances. People wanted to look thinner. People wanted to lose weight. People wanted to look fitter. That was the main motivation. And since this whole COVID thing, people have been sitting more. People couldn't go to work. Many people started to work from home. And many lifestyle changes were brought in. And people realized, you know what? Sitting at home with your family, with your kids, sometimes people go a little crazy. You feel like you're going crazy. I mean, I can speak for myself. I suddenly also felt a little bit agitated, irritated in certain situations because you were like locked in. Something was different. You couldn't go out for a run. And then you realize that even though you could suddenly go for a run again, your mind still had those memories, those moments, those current post-COVID thoughts in them. There was maybe even, for some of us, fear about the future, for some of us, uncertainty. And then what about running? Should I even run? I mean, because after COVID, a lot of doubt, a lot of confusion. And what happened is the survey basically said that the physical activity is to supports mental well-being. That was the main motivation, and that the exercise should maintain longer and healthier lives. That motivation part was a much bigger one. People realize that they're dehydrated. Participants realize that they're not sleeping well. They're not nourishing their bodies correctly. Wow, what a great shift. And many of these runners which were questioned also realized they need to start adding functional fitness, you know, strength, basically strength exercises, incorporate other areas, not just put in the miles. So it seems like there's been this educational shift to the next level happening with the runners. So out of those 17,000 people that were taking part, and that's quite a big number. If you're not so familiar with studies, you might think, what, just 17,000? But yeah, you try and find 17,000 runners. Now, let's say about 40% of those took part, so about half. And now 65% of those even went further, and they said that the state of mind, the mental well-being, is much higher than any other reason for going out for a run. And that 23% of these, once again, so it must be a couple of hundred, but anyway, it's still a big amount, had a big pleasure from running in nature. it might not sound like a lot, but it's 1,000. So if you take the 17,000 and then you take 40% thereof and then you take 65% of 23, it comes down to 1,000. They have specifically mentioned that there is some intrinsic motivation to be more proactive and to have a whole more holistic approach about their running. So this means moving your body and engaging in running, it means a lot more to the runner than just that. Not just supporting your immune system, but it also helped them with emotional resilience. Hey, we talk about this on the show, don't we? Stress response, so you don't get upset if somebody takes your parking spots, which isn't your parking spot if you park in front of Target or in front of B&Q. It belongs to B&Q or to Target. You just happen to think this is yours and suddenly you're ticking off. More important, it also helped with the sleep cycles. And the way that people got there, if you're not saying, wow, this sounds fine, this is like this, that they were putting a lot less pressure on themselves. They were looking for fun activities. And that might just be why the parkrun movement is gaining in momentum, because it's away from the pressure of the high performance running. So there is room to explore in those alternative run events where perhaps it's not about time, those events where you don't get that medal. What happened is that there are basically also three low-impact type of exercises that were growing a lot, that the yoga was one of the big areas where runners really got into the stretching exercise. I'm very happy to read that, because for years I didn't stretch properly and my running really progressed once I started to seriously get involved in stretching. And the result is, even just a short run of 10 minutes, even that's basically found as the minimum, is enough to focus and boost your physical and mental well-being. Bam! But Heiko, hang on, my watch, my phone, everything tells me I need those 10,000 steps at least, and then I need to go running. Hang on. Let's look at those 10,000 steps. Let's just blow that myth right there. That 10,000 steps, actually, where does it come from? That comes from 1964, a clockmaker who, at the time of the Tokyo Olympic Games, he produced a pedometer, and that pedometer resembled a walking man, and it translated from Japanese language to English language as a 10,000 step meter. And what he wanted was to sell these little pedometers. It was a hype. It was an idea. 1964. Gee, I wasn't even born in 1964, and I'm still using this value today. My watch wants to tell me to do something from 1964. I wasn't even born in 1964. It might just as well remind me to take a breath every now and then because it's useful. Come on, people. Let's wake up. Let's snap out of it. It's not about 10,000 steps. It's about how to improve your running, how to improve and how to find the next benefits which are hidden behind running, especially you who've been running for a long time and who might be slagging off. Maybe you're looking at 2023 and you're thinking, I did enough. Maybe I'm going to do less. Hey, how about changing your shift? How about becoming one of those people who says, I'm going to use this to improve my mental health? Or if you know somebody who's got an issue with mental health, I'm going to help that person. In 2019, a study done by a Dr. Lee, and this is not me talking. Look, you can do your 10,000 steps if you want, but this Dr. Lee, he made a study, and what he found out is that the research showed even people in their 70s who managed as few as 4,400 steps a day, they reduced their risk of premature death by 40% compared to women doing 2,700 fewer steps a day. So this 10,000 steps is just a mystical thing, the same about the running you need to do. What it's about is getting out there doing that run. Doesn't matter if it's a 10 minute or a 1 hour run. And by maintaining that routine and by being aware that you can do something for your brain, for your brain space, where you currently are and what state of mind you currently are. And if you've solved that, if you've reached that plateau, you will always be able to build up the intrinsic motivation to go out for a run. It'll be naturally there. But you know why many people don't do that? You know why many people have this on and off love-hate relationship with running? Even though they perhaps know they're going to look better, they're going to feel better, their mental health is going to be improving. It's because so many are living their lives by looking out of the front screen of their car. No, they're focused on the rearview mirror. They're not looking out of the front windscreen. They're looking into the mirror, but they're driving forward. They're not letting go of certain issues which are there in the past. And if this is you or someone you know, it's so simple. It is so simple how to step out of that. You just need to identify the core emotion which is there. And you need to get that feeling and understanding of what emotion is communicating with you. Are you holding on to guilt? You know, I should have. Oh my goodness. You know, guilt is what you are feeling. Then, and that's something that happened from the past. And are you holding on to that because you're thinking by holding on to it, you're going to be able to avoid it? Are you holding on to anger or to disappointment? Whatever you're doing, you're looking back. Whatever you're doing that is causing the regret that you're feeling, that is not a helpful thought. That is not a helpful thought. And if you learn how to overcome why you're looking in your rearview mirror while traveling forward, you're going to find out exactly what it is that's keeping you from going for a run. It's just that thought. It's just that thought. It's just that thing that's going on inside your mind. And identifying this is a big step. That'll place you into forward thinking, working towards your goal. Aha, that's the big difference between the people who can honestly say, I run every year because I enjoy it. I run every week. I run every month. I really love it, with the ups and downs, compared to those people who are constantly for years like, I'm not sure if I should, if I could, and I'm not sure. I want to, but I just didn't manage it. Holding on to the past. I want to really finish off with something which is extremely powerful. You know, if you look in the Bible anywhere, and even if you're not a Christian, even if you don't believe in everything what's written inside there, it doesn't matter. Just listen to this. No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Even our Lord and Savior doesn't want us to look back. He wants us to look forward, because that's how the mind is set. That's how the mind is programmed. And that's what I want to ask you today. Don't look after the aesthetics. Don't look after the weight loss or something. Look forward. Those topics are because they're based on feelings from the past. But what you want to do is be in a healthy state of mind. Let the next pandemic come. Let the next crisis come. But you are in a powerful state because you know why you're running. You know what it exactly does for your mind and for your body. I hope the show has been helpful to you. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.